Yeah, you hung your smell. Gedilam tassel cho, al arba kan pers ksus cho. You should make sure that you have sitzes. It's a long oise, we're not going to get touch at least. Well, let's go through the whole piece, but then we'll go back and focus on that part. The Montes group. By having tzitzis, you'll be able to remember. But the Kaddish asked the Bechol, the Baruch, and you will act at all the, everywhere that you do, you'll act in a way which will be Kaddish. Maybe tzum will be sakisa, even be sakisa, a person should be tzumiyas, being beiskor, the Baruch says that they like that. Sneeze applies even places where a person theoretically could be not sneeze. A person should act with circumspect. It's a din. Even the light talk, a person will have to answer for him. A person shouldn't act with levity. Be careful who you look at. And make sure you have businesses. So like, okay, so he covered culture cool basically, it's interesting that there is he starts with the end of the mezuzah. That's like the two end pieces of the thought process. So, Chazal do talk about the fact that these are mitzvahs which are tedious, their function is, the Rambam talks about the mitzvahs is every time a person passes by, he will stop and think about the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we don't necessarily do that. I once had a chaver made like a little pet that they put by the mezuzah. The Rambam, every time he walks by, should stop and think about yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you put it on top of the mezuzah, right? To remind him that that's what you're supposed to do when you do that. Instead, I get the questions. Is it?
Well, you're supposed to kiss
it
every time you walk
through the door. No, so, but it's even more than that. The people have the shiloh that one was it smack bang or bang smack. That was the shiloh, what's the order? That was like it was a halacha shiloh lemaisa. Like, what's the order?
What happens? How long do you have to have gone to not have a chiv to go back to kiss it, right?
Yeah, that's also possible. and tzitzis is clear the term that tzitzis is the man. The Montes group, which is an interesting question, just in a halachic sense, the Bach in three places points out by Sisses, by Tefillin and by Sukkah. Says the Torah says the word leman. In order that leman yidu l'rishaychem, leman tishkru v'tishem v'tishem v'tishoy, leman tiyat Torah Hashem v'ficha. Torah says this is the purpose of what you're doing, and you have to fulfill that purpose. So a person sits in a sukkah and doesn't think that keep a sukkah as a shabbos ben Yisrael, right? So it's a chesor and a kavon. Is a machab in the Yevin. So the Mishabura brings from the Prima Gadol holds it's not machab in the Yevin, but the Maisa. The Arthur Nair has a safer Hilchos Sukkah, and in that safer Hilchos Sukkah, he holds its Makkah B'Yevin. So a prisoner sits in a Sukkah without remembering that the Russian took us out of Mitzrayim and put us in Sukkahs. He's not used to Mitzvah Sukkah. The passion is according to him. The Shabura, that's the beginning of the Sukkah. So the Shabura and the beginning of the Sitzes, Simites, raises this Bach again. The point of the Montes group was his emes going to soy. He says the Maisa, it's the Chachil, it's not Machi, but ever, like I said over there in the Sukkah. So Char, you could sell Tzu, the Charter from the. That the Binyan Tzion over there that he should hold that it's a problem. He wouldn't be yotzei. So Bir Loch and Simon Samach does raise a little bit the possibility where a person puts on sitzes without having come under the shame that would you ever this or wearing a bag of dollar counters according to this without wearing sitzes because you wear mekanetz of sitzes. So a person pushes it's mamash ma'akev possibly this if a person wears sitzes and it doesn't act as a reminder to do the mitzvahs, he missed the point of sitzes. Right? And you know, yeah, they're not supposed to be a decoration, and then you know, Jewish decoration on your pants. Right? It's almost that is the. So a person should be constantly wearing tzitzis, and he should be wearing it in such a way, lamantiska, or to remember. And it says, no, tzitzis. So what's the result of remembering? Now, the Chofetz Chaim, you know, in his beautiful way, and his Sefer Mitzvos HaKotzer. No, I'm sorry. It's in the Shmiras Haloshin. Chelik Beis at the end. So he raises the question of the Bechara that if you're supposed to be kind of mitzvah looking at tzitzis and remembering, we don't know what the mitzvahs are, so how do you remember it exactly? So he says, the Bechara, you have to have a chiv to memorize all the mitzvahs, and then train yourself when you look at your tzitzis to remember one mitzvah, and you remember, you train yourself to remember two mitzvahs, and you train yourself to remember, eventually you train yourself when you look at it, you remember all the mitzvahs. So it says, at least the mitzvahs which are common upon us nowadays, there's only 270 out of the 613. Right? And he wrote a Sefer Mitzvos HaKotzer. He right points out that he goes through the mitzvahs which are written by Bezman Hazeb. The simon for that is Anina Yeshena Velibi Air is Gematria 270. So those are the mitzvahs which even over Klai, so is Yeshena, we're sort of like half asleep without the base of Mikdash, but we still have 270 mitzvahs. So he says we really should work on memorizing all the mitzvahs. Mice with the Rishon Chaim Zonnefeld, that Mitzvah Bocher, and I forgot who it was. I think it was either he was a Mitzvah Bocher, his son, it was him. That instead of saying a Pshetel, he memorized the entire mitzvahs. This point onwards, he's Chaim with Tire Mitzvahs, he should know what they are. And he got up at the Mitzvah, and he said, over the Tire Mitzvahs, what they are, explained different, you know, Tire Mitzvahs. That was his, instead of the Pshetel, that was his Mitzvah Drush. We should know what they are.
How long did that take?
Yeah, you know, the Rebbe said they didn't get involved in like the details, like how long things took. You know, they have you hear these stories about the Megiddim's, you know, Rebbe saying Joshua for 2.5 hours. You know,
it's probably longer than that.
That's right. You know, the Tulsa Rob had a shear. His it tells there was a shear called Shear Hay, you know, in Europe. Shear Hay was from 12 to 7 every Thursday night. That was the shear. It was a pilpul on the sugya, a 7-hour pilpul. You know.
Did they ever run over any
ice? What?
Did they ever? Supposed to memorize 270. I'm saying. You can memorize it, but when you look at your tzitzis, you have to think about all of them. Every time you get tzitzis, it's going to take you 10 minutes.
You know, listen, she died by slow minion. You know, like, you know, that's the only reason why she died by slow minion. Okay. So, he says the result of this will be that a person will be Makadosh himself. Now, what is, you know, for our purposes, we talk about Kedusha, you know, we have like these, you know, pictures of tremendous levels of Kedusha, and somewhere along the way we don't seem to be doing so well in that area. So revolves is a fascinating thing. As Kedusha is the hug of a person living not to indulge himself, like the Rabban says, double b'shul of Torah, that you're doing every, keeping all the lachas, but your goal in life is just to be a glutton and enjoying yourself. The Rav Kedusha is the person living for a higher purpose. So he's limiting, the Kedusha is the act of limiting. He says, so a person comes to breakfast, and he's hungry. He says, you know, I'm hungry, like, you know, like the normal yeshivas where they serve, let's say, bread, you know, for breakfast. Right, so he's so he says, you know, I'm hungry. I could use 4 pieces of bread to eat. So no problem. Don't eat 5. If you need 4, eat 4. Don't eat 5. What you're eating already, you know. A lot of times, he's like, yeah, okay, I'll have one more. That's act of kedusha. You're not starving yourself. You're not denying yourself anything. You're not eating just the same eating. you decided that you need strength, you need whatever to do what you have to do, and you need to, you know. So, you know, a person says, for me to get going in the morning, I need, you know, a bowl and a half of cereal. Fine, so have a bowl and a half of cereal. Don't have two bowls. You're not asking yourself for grace of mice, right? The goal is to keep our focus. That, you know, we have a goal in life, and to have a goal, you have limits. Right? If a person's an athlete, right? So he has a limit. Some of the things that he's doing to be able to be successful being an athlete. A person wants to be a successful concert pianist. He's going to spend a lot of the day's time practicing, and he can't indulge in certain things because they will stare his ability to concentrate, whatever it is. But he has a goal. As a goal, there's a higher purpose. So there's something more important. So Kedusha is not, it's just like, you know, we picture like the hermit sitting over there, you know, who he eats one cracker every other day. You know that's not asceticism. That's not the point. At least for our purposes, the act of Kedusha is to make sure we have what we need in a normal, healthy way, and that's it. Not going beyond. So, like, you know, for the mashal, on Shabbos, a person on Shabbos, there's, you know, having something nice, etc. But even that, you know, so a person has, he decides he has one piece of kosher cake. Doesn't mean three, you know, like, you know, if one is enough, two is enough, you know, like, you know. Okay.